Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, June 20th edition. We got a 7-game early and a 7-game late slate. The early I'll just break down real quick, because by the time you guys get this, it'll be starting in about an hour to 2 hours. So, we're not going to go too deep into that. Your totals on your action for today. You got Tigers, Reds, 8.5, Braves, Blue Jays, 8.5, Cardinals, Phillies, 8.5, White Sox, Indians, 7.5, Dodgers, Cubs, waiting on the Wrigley weather. A's, Padres, 8, Giants, Marlins, 7.5, so a lot of good pitching, or the better pitching on this overall slate early on. When you get to the evening, it's Baltimore and the Nationals at 9, Brewers, Pirates, 8.5, Mariners, Yankees, 9, Red Sox, Twins, 9, Rays, Astros, 8, Rangers, Royals, 9.5, Mets, Rockies, 11.5, so a little more offense later on, pitching's not so great. Quick look at your weather on this early slate. Detroit, Cincinnati blowing out to left field about 11 miles an hour. Rain comes in later in the game. And then White Sox, Cleveland, slight chances of rain, so keep an eye on those. When we talk about your early slate of action, Corey Kluber leads the way on the mound at $12,600 in a phenomenal matchup against the Chicago White Sox. We picked on the White Sox early and often. Clevenger was filthy last night, Bauer the night before. Kluber's in a phenomenal spot yet again. If you're paying up, you're paying up for Kluber. There's no questions asked. You move on from there. There's a game in Chicago between the Dodgers and the Cubs. Stripling, Lester. Interesting matchup. Righties can hit Lester really good if the Dodgers put the right lineup out with Kemp and Kiki and Turner and Grandal. And, you know, you go down the list. There's Puig. There's more and more and more. They have foresight. There could be a tough matchup for Lester. He's been really, really good this year. Low 2 ERA. So if you want to go that direction, GPP-wise, I can get behind it, but it's a very risky play. And Ross Stripling, you know, $9,700, you're getting a discount from the normal $10,000, $11,000 he's been of late. He's been outstanding. It's not easy facing the Cubs, so if you want to be a GPP contrarian play, Stripling is a good play for you there, but otherwise, there are other options to look at. When you go down a little farther, I just want to bring up Joey Lucchesi is making his return from the disabled list. He's $8,100. He had a rehab start where he threw, I think, about 45 pitches his last time out there. So be very careful with that. He still might go 70, 75, but at that price tag, less than ideal. So keep an eye on Lucchesi going forward. You go down the list, you go below 7K, and we got a handful of guys that I can get behind if you want to stack up some bats or pair with Kluber and move on. But you got Frankie Montas, $6,700 at the San Diego Padres. This is a guy I really like in this matchup. On the road, he's averaging over 20 points per game. He got beat up against Houston his last time out with a filthy in 2 starts against Kansas City and 1 start against Arizona. Been very, very good. Obviously, facing the Pirates team, it strikes out almost 26% of the time. Lots to like about Frankie Montas. We talk about the Padres all the time. Blackburn actually pitched really well yesterday. Only went, I think, 5 innings, but pitched really well for his price tag. Montas at 67, better pitcher than Blackburn, is in a great spot for you there. You got Jose Urania at $6,500 against the San Francisco Giants. We had a Urania last time out against Baltimore. We did he got 27 DraftKings points. He's a hit or miss guy, like we always talk about, which makes him interesting for GPPs. Big time. He tries to work the ground ball as best he can, but it doesn't always happen that way. We know the Giants' offense can struggle day game after night game. You maybe get a posy day off or a few other things. There are options to target against Urania, but if he's on, he can be very sneaky. Giants strike out 25% of the time, so keep an eye on Urania at 65. And the last guy I'll mention, we talked about Sal Romano yesterday. He got it done against the Tigers, and ideally, you know, you don't want to use arms in Cincinnati if you don't have to against okay offenses. Well, Detroit, they teeter on the edge of being an okay offense. You know, They have a team total of four, basically four. Lefties 388, righties 309. Then they have a sub 299 wOBA and a 144 ISO against right-handed pitching. So Detroit does make it interesting to use a guy like Molly. Molly's better than Romano. He's 6,300, so he's in play in a GPP. But my favorite's Montas. I think he'll be the favorite for many people. But that's where I'll be looking on this early slate of action. Kluber. And then matching them up with like a Montas, Urania, and Molly. If you want to be different, differentiate, you can go Lester or Stripling, something along those lines, and really get you what you need. When you look at bats, I'm just going to go real quickly here. You know, obviously, I like the Indians and their matchup with Ronaldo Lopez, lefties 344, righties 359. So you got your usual suspects of Brantley and Kipnis and Ramirez up top. Edwin's not even a bad move. He does hit with a lot of power versus righties, and Lopez can give that up at times. If you want to be contrarian, you look at the likes of, you know, Chisenhall and Seas at the bottom of that order with the Indians, but they're going to be a popular play today, and they rightfully should be. When you look a little farther down on the slate, you look at the likes of, say, the Reds versus Michael Fulmer, lefties 354, righties 332 in that ballpark, wind blowing out, great place to hit. A guy like Joey Votto's $4,600, hit the grand slam yesterday thanks to Castellanos, but he's definitely in play. And you can mix and match them. I don't mind Duvall again. He came through for us yesterday. You got Suarez and Jeanette. Maybe Barnhart gets the day game after night game, still starts. But keep an eye on that lineup. Schebler in the outfield with some Winker. Definitely some Reds you can attack in that one. The Phillies versus Waka. Lefties at 342, righties 379. A lot of power to righties against Michael Waka. So keep an eye on some of those guys. You know, I'm a big Odubel guy. Went deep again yesterday. I'm going to keep riding that wave. Carlos Santana went deep for us. The Philly stack worked great with Cesar Hernandez. They're all in play yet again. Don't sleep on Reese in this one. He could be a nice one. And then you'll have value in that one, too, with guys like Althea and company. So the Phillies can be another nice place to pivot to against Waka tonight or today. And then other than that, you got your likes of, you know, if you want to be weird with the Atlanta against J.A. Happ, his last couple starts, he struggled a little bit. Freeman can hit anybody, but Albies versus the lefty. You got the Flowers-Suzuki combo behind the dish. Culberson went deep and he was cheap yesterday. Some of those options in the Braves lineup can definitely come through for you there. Other than that, that's about all I think I'm really looking to target. Detroit versus Molly, obviously, you can look at with Castellanos, Candelario, and those kind of guys. And then Miami and San Francisco. Miami versus Derek Holland. I definitely like a Real Muto. Brinson's cheap. Maben's cheap. Castro's cheap. You get a lot of cheapies in this game to help you out. Brian Anderson's been swinging a good stick. So you get some options versus a guy like Derek Holland. And then if you want to go against Urania, I really like some Alan Hansen. Panda's cheap, but Brandon Belt's another great option in that one. Some left-handed sticks there. And then McCutcheon's hitting everything, so you can't sleep on that at all. But that's your quick run-through of your seven-game slate. Now let's get popping on this seven-game evening slate, which is not nearly as nice as that early slate when it comes to pitching. It's very, very rough. We already read you the totals in those games. The weather you're looking at, Seattle and the Yankees, there's about a 25% chance of rain in that one. Milwaukee-Pittsburgh looks like a good chance of rain in that one. And then Baltimore and Washington, a 30% chance of rain. So not good, Bob, as they would say in the movies. It's just not a good look when it comes to weather. When you already got a seven-game slate, you got Coors on the slate, and now you're already dinging us with chances of rain in slates, this could be really, really ugly. When it comes to pitching on the slate, you start off your list with the top of the list. Charlie Morton's 12-2 at home against the Tampa Bay Rays, a Tampa Bay team we know that likes to strike out and strike out often at a clip of over 22% of the time. Morton, a 28% strikeout rate with a 52% ground ball rate. Things that look very, very nice. He bounced back nicely his last time out with a 24.7-point performance after a couple hiccups earlier this season. But he makes for a really nice spot against Tampa on a slate where pitching is not great. Gio Gonzalez at 10-2. Interesting play here versus Baltimore. He faced him earlier this year. 7 2/3, 6 hits, no earned, 3 Ks, 22.5 DraftKings points. You know, Gio's the guy people love to clown on. He's not usually an overachiever. His last two starts at Toronto and against the Giants have been really bad. In his last three starts, he's given up three or more, but he's gotten strikeouts in that three earned run start. But prior to his last two starts, he was basically a 22-point guy for like six of his seven starts. He's very, very good. He's facing a Baltimore team that strikes out 22.2% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Gio's got his 23% K rate. Baltimore's got a total of 3.7 on this slate. It is the lowest on this slate. Lefties 227, righties 332 versus Gio. And yes, there are a lot of righties in that Baltimore lineup, but below average 293 wOBA versus lefties and a 134 ISO. The Baltimore offense just is very tilting, very, very tilting. So there are some scary spots in that lineup, but Gio will go super low owned on this slate. If you want to be different, he's a way to go. And then David Price, 9,700 at the Minnesota Twins. It's kind of a catch-22 having no Miguel Sanó. You lose all those strikeouts, but he does have some power versus lefties. You got David Price, three straight starts of 21 or more DraftKings points. Four, five of his last six of 21 or more. You know, six of his last seven of 19 or more. He's been very, very consistent, very, very good. Strikeouts have been there for Price, striking out about 24%. And Minnesota strikes out about 24% of the time versus left-handed pitching. When you look at the Twins, their team total is 4.2. Lefties 288, righties 328. It's weird with the Twins team, though, that you think can hit lefties good, at least in the past. They have a 303 wOBA that's just about average, barely average, because 300 is average. And then a 131 ISO, well below average. Very, very poor power production versus left-handed pitching when it comes to the Minnesota Twins. So a guy like David Price at $9,700 could be a nice way to still get a very solid pitcher on the mound without paying the 12-2 for Morton and still get some bats later in the start. People are going to look at Joey Lasagna against the Seattle Mariners at $8,300. The kid was very, very good his first time out. No hype in that. Domingo Germán was outstanding his last time out. Lasagna got 23 points, 91 pitches, and 5 innings pitched. He walked 4 and struck out 6. Walks are going to be an issue with him at times. He could be a good play. $8,300 is not ideally what I'd like to spend for him. On this slate, you can look at him. I'm not going to say he's out of play. He's definitely usable on this slate. We saw Domingo Germán strike out the world, but I'm not running to play Lasagna by any means. I wish he was in the 7K range, but at 83, it makes you think and, you know, pick your poison. Chad Kuhl, $7,200 at home against the Milwaukee Brewers. You know, we know Kuhl can get smoked by lefties. You know, they have the Brew Crew has Eric Thames, Travis Shaw, Johnny VR, Christian Yelich. They have a lot of good lefties. They've been quiet in this series this year. And Milwaukee, or Kuhl has faced Milwaukee once, 7 innings, 1 hit, no earned, 8 Ks for 17 points. He's a hit-or-miss guy, so it's a GPP-type play, or you want to just take, hopefully a 15-plus point game and load up on bats, and that's where you look at a guy like Kuhl. Milwaukee does strike out 25% of the time versus lefties. They have a team total of 4.3, 320 wOBA, and a 164 ISO. So you good pitcher's ballpark, which does help Kuhl in this matchup. You go down to a guy, you go below 7K now to a guy like Brent Suter, $6,500. I keep mentioning him week in and week out. He's not flashy at all, but 19, 16-3, 16-3, 18-3, 21-2, 23-2. Had a hiccup at Colorado, big deal. Then 16-9. He's been outstanding for over a month now. Really, really good at $6,500. He's not overpowering. He throws a ton of fastballs, so there's going to be a blow-up start coming eventually somewhere. Maybe it's tonight. But when you look at the big-time stats, Pittsburgh strikes out 20% of the time. Nothing flashy, but nothing horrible. They have a team total of 4.2. Lefties, 325. Righties, 334 versus Brent Suter. And a little above average wOBA and ISO against the lefties. So there's stuff to like about Pittsburgh, but there's stuff to like about Suter also. At that price tag on the slate, we're going to want to get Coors and other aspects into this game. $6,500 is definitely in play for you. So that wraps up your pitching that I'll be looking at. And if something else opens up, join us in the Slack chat. I'll do some more morning breakdown in the Slack chat once lineups come out as well. So come join us there. Just ask for an invite. Hit up the Sports Degens DMs or hit me up on Twitter at BDIntric and we'll take care of you there. But recapping your pitching, Charlie Morton up top. You got Gio at 10-2 and then David Price at 97. You can go Lasagna if you want to. I'm not running to do it. And then you look at guys like Chad Kuhl and Brent Suter down below. So it's going to be interesting. I think I'm going to do like a Price and Suter lineup and kind of walk away from there. Let's head to the bats on this slate. At the catcher's position, you know, you got Evan Gattis who's crushing everything. He's 4,300 versus a guy like Eovaldi, which I don't hate. And then you got Gary Sanchez versus King Felix at 4K. It's very, very interesting to say the least. But then you slide down a little farther. If you are fading Suter, a guy like Francisco Cervelli at 38 is a good play there. He does hit lefties really well. But I'm looking at guys like Salvi Perez against Austin Bibbins Dirks at 3,700. The Royals become a very attractive play on a slate like this against a Bibbins Dirks who's not very good at baseball. Royals have a 4.9 total. Lefties 376, righties 384 versus Bibbins Dirks. And I'll be honest. I know you guys are probably going, Bubba, why do you keep recommending the Royals and the Tigers? I mean, the Rangers, like, guys, it's baseball. These guys are just shitting the bed on us here. These are phenomenal matchups in a phenomenal hitting environment, not named Coors Field. That's how you win GPPs. When one of those things pops off, you go for it. Like, the Phillies went off yesterday. The Braves actually won people GPPs last night. Not the Rockies, not the Mets, the Braves. So, when you get those ones that pop off, you got to be different on a Coors slate. And you go back to the Royals well. They're not sexy by any means, but a guy like Salvi is definitely in play. And something to mention when you're looking at the Royals tonight, Kiner Falefa of the Rangers is making his first ever start at catcher. Maybe the kid is somewhere good and he's been amazing and I have no idea, but you're going to have to expect guys running. Whit Merrifield likes to run. Adalberto Mondesi is going to be a cheapie we'll talk about. He'll be able to run. Maybe Apollo Orlando cracks the lineup again. So if you're looking for interesting angles, especially value in the Royals lineup, guys that can steal against the Rangers will be someone to definitely take a look at. But back to your catchers, after a guy like Salvi Perez, you know, you got Eric Kratz at 3,400. If he's in the lineup, he hits home runs all the time for the Brewers, it seems like, because that's what it feels like. But Tom Murphy against Lugo and Coors at 37 is interesting. Brian McCann against Eovaldi at 32, you can definitely look at that one. Little power aspect to that. Maybe a Mitch Garver at 28 if you want to be contrarian versus Price, you could look there. Manny Pena at 27 is in play as well. And other than that, you'll see a couple guys pop up, but nothing. Maybe a Wins for Baltimore. He's 2,400 bucks. He usually plays against lefties. So if you're not using Gio and you want a punt catcher, Wins at 24 is a guy you can definitely take a look at. When you go to the first base position, you got Eric Thames versus Cool at 5K. Is not bad at all. But you got Desmond and Coors. You got Flores and Coors. Those are both options. But a guy like Gurriel at 41 versus Eovaldi, something you can definitely take a look at. When you're looking at the Houston Astros lineup, they have a 5-2-5 total. Lefties 379, righties 238 versus Eovaldi. So Gurriel, given he's a righty, he hits them very, very well. And you're not usually playing Gurriel for homers. You're playing for him to drive in runs. He's in the middle of that powerhouse lineup. So 4,100 for Gurriel is worth a look. A guy like Greg Bird against King Felix is also in play for you there. You got a Yankees team with a team total of 5-1-5. Lefties 394, righties 340. So Greg Bird, if he's in a favorable spot in that order, and even if he's not, it'll make you different if you're stacking the other spot in the order. But Bird at 41 can be very interesting. You know, he's not lighting the world on fire, 4-4, 3-9, 5-19. But he can run into one, so you don't run to play him, but he could be a difference maker at 4,100. You slide down to a guy like Joey Gallo. We talk about Jake Junis. He's a fly ball guy, and when the fly balls are going bad, he gives up multiple homers when he pitches. Multiple. So you look at a Texas Rangers team with a 4.6 total, lefties 306, righties 354. But a guy like Gallo, like I say it every time, boomer bust power at 3,900. You slide on down, maybe Marwin Gonzalez at 37. Man, he's climbed up the price tags, but he's in play at 37. A Josh Bell switch hitting at 35 versus Suter is worth a look if you need to go there. But Trey Mancini at 32 versus Gio as a punt play is in play for you as well. And then you got Hunter Dozier at 3K for the Royals. If he's hitting fifth in that order against another cheap piece of the puzzle, you can definitely go to get. Because when it comes to the Mets and the Rockies, if you're playing Coors, they really don't have a great first baseman. Yet, you know, you like Desmond when he's facing a lefty, not so much a righty. And you can play Desmond in the outfield if you have to. So you can play a cheapie like Dozier, a cheapie like Wynn behind the plate, play a Price and Suter pitching staff, and you'll have tons of money to put in the rest of your lineup if you want to. I'm not saying that's the way to go, but that's a way to get you all the Coors you want if you want it. Second base, you got Altuve in play as usual. LeMahieu's not bad at 47, but I'd rather go to a guy like Asdrubal Cabrera at 44. I like him outside of Coors. He's playing really well right now in Coors, so you take advantage of that. Guy like Josh Harrison at 4K versus Suter. You got Whit Merrifield at 39, I mentioned. Could be a nice play for you there. Steal some bags, maybe. If you're fading Price, Brian Dozier's 3,600. We know his career power versus lefties is something to look at. Jonathan Scope's been horrible, but in his career as well, tons of power versus left-handed pitching, so he's 3,300. Something to look at there. And then Adalberto Mondesi, I mentioned him earlier, second base shortstop. All this guy does is steal. He's got to get on base first, obviously, but he's a stealing machine. He's $3,200 for the Royals. Second base shortstop, should run a ton on Kenner Falafa. So keep that in mind. If Neil Walker gets a start for the Yankees, first base, second base, only $3,200. That's a nice cheap piece against King Felix. And then Hernan Perez at $3,200 versus Cool is another nice cheapie you can take a look at there in their matchup. Over to third base, you got Arenado at 57. He's great. We loved him yesterday for obvious reasons, and he paid off big time for us. So did Trevor Story. But you got Bregman at 5K. He's not bad. If you are fading David Price, Eduardo Escobar is a solid play at 4,700. Anthony Rendon at 41, I absolutely love. Lefties, righties, doesn't matter. He came through for us yesterday. Told you I love him at 39. He got us 16 points. That's his third straight double-digit output. Very much liking Anthony Rendon tonight against Cashner. Then you got Moustakas against Bibbs Dirks. Another phenomenal look for you there. Don't hate that at all. So third base, you can definitely pay down if you need to. You got a guy like Rafael Devers at 39 starting to slowly heat up. He's gone double digits in 4 of his last 5, 6 of his last 7 games. He's got 6 or more in 9 of his or 8 of his last 9. So he's playing really, really good, heating up finally like we said he would. He's 3,900 versus a guy like Lance Lynn. He could be a nice lower-owned third base option for you there. So the thing is, with pitching so bad this tonight, there are definite options outside of Coors Field that you can attack. As we scroll down a little farther, Miguel Andujar went deep yesterday. He's a GPP-type look at 39. Kyle Seager versus Lasagna at 37, I don't hate as a contrarian option. Adrian Beltre at 36 can always run into one. So a lot of options here at the third base position. Danny Valencia, a guy that will be in the lineup for his lefties at 3,300. Another guy you could look at for Baltimore. I don't really look to target Gio, but you never know. Maybe they pop off against Gio and you make all the monies. But something to think about there. Shortstop, you got Trevor Story at 55. I like him still, even though he's not a lefty, but he's still a decent play. Gene Segura at 51 is in play versus Lasagna. I think the Seattle play slash stack could be interesting because everyone's in love with Lasagna and he could be really, really good. And maybe he shuts him down, but no one's going to own Seattle at all, especially those price tags. You got Machado versus Gio at 48 is very, very nice. Didi at 48 versus Hernandez is very, very nice. Trey Turner gets Trashner at 47. All options. Mentioned Escobar already. All in play for you. You slide down, you got Jerkson Profar cooling down a little bit after that hot, hot start, but he's 4K versus Junis. Not horrible. Up top, 4K and above is loaded, as you'd expect. You got Amed Rosario and Coors at 35. I like to go there, and even Jose Reyes at 34. I don't really like Jose Reyes a ton, but he's super cheap if you need to go that direction. I'd rather play Rosario if you're going to play one of those two, if either of them. And then again, Adalberto Mondesi at 3,200 is in play for you. When you really go down, Adrianza at 31 as a punt versus Price is another option. But if you're going to go cheap at short, go Mondesi. That's where I'd go. When you head to the outfield, you got Betts, of course, versus Lynn. He's definitely in play. Blackman versus Lugo at 58 is not bad at all. Bryce Harper at 54 I can get behind. JD Martinez, Eddie Rosario actually gets lefties with some pop at 52, so he's an interesting option for you there. But I love Brandon Nimmo at 5,000, still too cheap. Or Nimmo, I'm going to keep calling him Nimmo, I don't care. But Nimmo at 5,000. Benintendi's not horrible at 5K. You got the Bash Brothers and Stanton and Judge. So the obvious ones up top at 5, but Nimmo at 5K in Coors is outstanding. Like Conforto at 48. Chews up the 4,900 and he's earned it. He keeps getting it done, so don't sleep on him. Super low owned. Juan Soto's only 46 versus Cashner. He's in play for you in that matchup. Cargo's only 45 versus Lugo. He's definitely a guy to give a good look at as well. When you slide down more, a Starling Marte at 43. If you're not using Suter, you can do that one. Mazzara at 42 versus Junis is a very nice play as well. He got us 9 points last night. He came up with a lot of chances. He's hitting in the middle of that. He's hitting cleanup right now for Texas, so that's a good one to look at there. Gerardo Parra is only 4K in Coors against Lugo. Aaron Hicks told you I loved him versus a lefty last night. He's 4K versus Hernandez. He went deep last night. So keep an eye on Hicks. He's swinging it well. 9.5 points on average his last 10. Three straight 17 or more point games. Really swinging a good stick, and King Felix is not very good at baseball. He's pretty washed, folks. So as you can tell, lots of options outside of Coors. Whit Merrifield at 39, talked about him. You got Gallo at 39 we like as well. Blino DeShields at 38 could be an interesting play. He's been playing well. It sucks he's batting ninth. but another 9 points last night. He's averaging 10 points on his last 10. 9, 8, 25, 12, 7, 2, 4, 9, 6, 7. So he's been very, very good at his price tag of $3,800. A little farther down we look, you got the likes of Marvin Gonzalez. Talked about him briefly earlier. Ben Gamble at 35 could be a cheapie in that Seattle lineup, especially if they mix it up every now and then. They put him towards the top when guys get days off, so that can make him much more intriguing. You got a guy like J.J. Redick, or not J.J. Redick, that's basketball. Josh Redick at 3,400 is a guy you can look at. Adam Jones at 34 does hit lefties well, facing off with Gio if you're, kind of punting down below there. I mentioned Trey Mancini earlier at 32. Max Kepler actually has decent numbers versus lefties also at $3,200. So if you are fading Price, you got some twins that could help you out there indeed. But I like Price. He's going to have a blow up from time to time, but he's in a good spot. Alex Gordon, 31 versus Bibbins. Dirk's another punt in the Kansas City game you can look at. Kevin Kiermaier's back. He's only 3K. I'm not looking to target Morton, but Kiermaier's a cheapie that can steal some bags if you want to run that way. Other than that, like Robbie Grossman, $2,800 versus lefties, a guy we like to target. Sean Rodriguez, outfield shortstop eligible for Pittsburgh. He's $2,800, another guy we like to use for lefties. So a couple cheapies you can definitely target when you're looking at those ones. So recapping your pitching real quick on the late slate, you got Morton, Gio, and Price up top. And then down below, you got Kuhl and Suter. You can go Lasagna in the middle if you want to, but there's really not a ton to go run and really, really like. Talk about your BVP on this full day of action. You got Teoscar Hernandez, 2-for-3 with 2 homers career. It's Anibal Sanchez, short, small sample, but works. Kendrys Morales, 10-for-31, 2 doubles and a homer. Nick Markakis, 5-for-16, 2 doubles against J.A. Happ. Mikel Franco, 4-for-12, 2 doubles. Odubel Herrera, 4-for-13, 2 doubles against Michael Waka Waka Waka. Tommy Pham, 5-for-11, 2 doubles and a homer versus Jake Arrieta. St. Louis against Arrieta could be interesting as well today. Something to kind of keep an eye on, see how that lineup pans out. Jose Abreu, 16-for-47, 3 doubles and 5 home runs against Corey Kluber. He's had some ownership on the Klubot. Kiki Hernandez, 4-for-14 of the triple and 2 homers versus Lester. Bellinger and Kemp have both taken Lester deep. You got the Miami-San Francisco game. I do like Alan Hansen. He's 1-for-1 with a triple, but McCutchen, 4-for-8. Someone you can definitely take a look at in their matchup for you there. As we slide on down in this matchup, again, McCutchen 4-for-8. Starling Castro 4-for-9, 2 doubles and a homer versus Derek Holland. Brett Gardner 13-for-36, 2 doubles and a homer versus King Felix. Giancarlo and Neil Walker have also taken him deep. You got Trey Turner 2-for-5 with a triple in their matchup versus Andrew Cashner. Daniel Murphy 6-for-12 with a double and a homer. Anthony Rendon, 5-for-12 with a homer. Bryce Harper, 5-for-11. Reynolds has taken him deep as well. Against Gio, Caleb Joseph, 4-for-7. Danny Valencia, 5-for-12 with a double. Mancini, Rickard, Trumbo, and Jones have all taken Gio Gonzalez deep. The farther down you go, you got Orlando Arcia, 5-for-12 with a double. Travis Shaw, 3-for-9, 2 doubles versus Cool. But no one's taken him deep from the Brew Crew, which is very, very interesting. When it comes to the Reds, the Twins versus the David Price, you know, Dozier's only hitting 222, 8-for-36, but 3 doubles and 2 homers, so he gets the extra base hits when he gets it done. Josh Reddick, 5-for-11 versus Nathan Eovaldi. Evan Gattis, 6-for-20 with a homer versus Eovaldi. Carlos Gomez, 6-for-16 with a homer versus Charlie Morton. Wilson Ramos, 5-for-13 against Charlie Morton. And that'll about do it on your quick hits on this slate. So it's an interesting one. 7-game early, definitely more pitching. Got your bats to pick from. But on the late slate, tons of hitting options. Pitching not so great. And you got Coors Field in play, so a lot to look at there. Check us out online at thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. You got the Travelers Champion teeing off tomorrow. Always pressing DFS podcast with myself and Jesse available. Jesse's got his PGA picks out. We'll have the OAD picks for you and much, much more today. So go check all that out on the site. You got some great work by Andrew McClintock with his top players to keep an eye on under low ownership. Brian Craig's coming out with his first article today as well. We have much, much more coming up at these Sports DGens. The World Cup's off and popping, and Francisco's got you covered. So go give us a look. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. If you need an invite to the Slack, feel free to ask. Tons of good stuff going on in there. But until then, good luck on your 7-game early, 7-game late slate today. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, June 20th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.